Cape Cod is the setting of a new documentary about the nation's growing opioid problem. The film premieres later this month on HBO. As he campaigns for passage of new measures to fight addiction, Governor Baker invited state lawmakers and others involved in the issue to an early screening of the documentary last night. WBUR's Deborah Becker was also there.
After the screening of the 76-minute-long documentary Heroin Cape Cod, USA, Governor Baker became emotional, speaking about the state's opioid epidemic, and he says it's not just the Cape where there's a problem.
And I get the fact that this is a very tough movie, okay? I get that. But this is a really tough issue.
The film follows eight young adults on the Cape who are actively using heroin. As the documentary depicts them shooting up, they describe the euphoria of the high, the isolation of their addiction, and an endless cycle of days spent just trying to get heroin.
This has to last more than, 6 hours.
Doing this same routine every single day, trying to get money, trying to find enough money to get enough drugs so that I can sustain myself until tomorrow.
At times, it is difficult to watch 28-year-old Daniel as he searches for his veins in which to inject the heroin.
Tomorrow, to wake up, to go buy drugs, to get high, I don't expect anything to be different about it.
Also featured in the film is 23-year-old Jessica Haskins. She started taking prescription painkillers after a car accident that left her with 250 stitches in her face.
I couldn't look at myself. I couldn't deal with myself. I felt suicidal. I didn't want to live like that. But when I did drugs, I didn't have low self-esteem anymore. I felt beautiful, and I felt awesome, and I felt cool.
The drug users in the film also talk about the lying, sometimes stealing, sometimes selling themselves, all in pursuit of that high. And then the subsequent guilt and shame that often locks them in that pursuit. Some of the eight young people don't survive the filming. But Haskins, who's been sober since September, attended last night's screening.
Seeing it with the governor was really empowering. It made me feel like, this thing is the real deal, and that it's going to get the attention that it deserves.
The film was directed by Academy Award winner Stephen Okazaki.
It's very interesting. I mean, usually these are the least receptive, people is, people in government, but to have a governor who's sort of leading the way, telling people, let's pay attention to this, is kind of extraordinary.
But some lawmakers are not receptive to the governor's proposed opioid legislation. House Speaker Robert DeLeo, who stopped by last night's screening, said he still has concerns about the plan that would allow emergency rooms to hold someone involuntarily for 72 hours if their substance use is dangerous. But DeLeo says he is eager to work on a compromise. The governor says he is too.
This legislation we have pending, whether it's perfect or not, we need to move on another bill, and then there's going to be some stuff we're going to want to do after that, and I just want to make sure we move quickly.
The governor expects lawmakers to take up his opioid legislation shortly after the first of the year. HBO first airs the film December 28th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.